么来？It's really terrible. I'm going to miss church so much. Well, I have to go. I have to. So, is that a chip? Right. Today is, as Ali said, today is the last in our series, Who I Am in Christ. And there's an incredible security and strength in knowing who I am in Christ. It is edifying. You know that word, edifying? It builds us up. It builds us up. And it's been great doing this series to see people being built up. And I keep saying, don't I, that God has said that the main priority for us is to build your people, to build up the people of God. And it's been great that during the series we've seen people be edified. We've seen people come for prayer, as you've heard God speak. That, as you know, is a sign of maturity in Christ, to be able to be humble and come for prayer. It's an expression of faith as well as humility. So I do hope you'll continue to ask people to pray for you. So today, it's I am a child of God. I'm a child of God, and it's repeated up there, because we have to remind ourselves of this. You know, we can often forget. If you were the child of a king or a queen, you know, you probably wouldn't forget it, because there'd be things going on for you all the time that reminded you that if your inheritance, that you're a prince or princess, and everything around you would restate, I'm a child of the king or queen. But for us as children of God, we can easily forget sometimes. Especially when things go a bit wrong for us, we can forget we are children of God. But we are. And we need to remind ourselves. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says this: See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. See how much our Father loves us. For he calls us his children. And the thing about this whole series, Who I Am in Christ, it's all good news. And this is good news too. We are children of God. And we get blessings, and we get blessings in many different ways. And hopefully, you will get a bit of Holy Spirit bonus, and you'll come up and share later on in the service something that God has done for you. But Judy spoke to me last week, and she told me about an answer to prayer that she had. And this is one of many types of blessings that you'll get as a child of God. And Judy's story is that where she lives, there was a neighbor who was not very friendly. And as a result, there began a feud. And this involved four families, four households. And this feud just kept going on. And various ones tried to solve the feud, but it just kept getting worse. And living there became almost unbearable, because every time you went out, you had to hope you didn't meet this person, and you didn't know what he was going to do next. But Judy committed it to prayer. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, everything changed. And that person changed his whole attitude. And started to talk to people and started to explain what his issues were. And now, it's like the Waltons. Everybody cares for each other. And Judy was excited about that, because she really saw that as God's answer to prayer. Yeah. Now, God created us in families in order to know and understand his love. You know, the whole of creation, you know, there's so many things that God created just so that we could get to know him. For one thing, the whole of creation, as we look at creation, we can, you know, you can't help but know that there is a God, unless things, other factors, make you not want to believe it. And we put in families to know that love. I mentioned last week, something about the immense love I felt when Grace was born, my my first daughter, Grace, was born, and I said then, I couldn't help but love her, and I still can't. And God can't help but love you. And he teaches us through our love for our children what his love is like, because it's the same love. Yeah, it's exactly the same love. Well, not exactly. It's, in fact, God's love is far more powerful, far greater, but it's similar. Right? God created us in families to know and understand that love. So my love for Grace is unconditional. You know, she could do anything, and I still love her. And he loves us anyway. God loves us anyway. Despite our sin, despite our weakness, it's an unconditional love. It's a love that leads to action. So I want to please my children, and I want to do stuff for them. God wants to do stuff for you. He is active on your behalf, changing things, as we just heard from Judy's story. And it's a love that never stops. It endures forever. It endures forever. It's an immense parent, life, love, and child love. God the Father, you his child, giving us immense security. So be loved. Be loved and love him. Be his child, and he your father. And it was God's plan from the beginning of time that it should be so. There are lots of Old Testament prophecies that promise that Jesus is coming. So the one we heard just now from Isaiah 40 is one of those. And in here, we hear about the tenderness of God's love. He starts, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her sin has been paid for. Her sin has been paid for. This is a prophetic word. Well, who's paid for that sin? Well, a voice, verse 3, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. And this is, of course, is John the Baptist. And John, who's mentioned in the John reading that we heard as well. And John the Baptist was the one who came to lead the way for Jesus. In verse 10 and 11, see, the sovereign Lord comes with power. And that's the promise of Jesus. So he comes with power. But then we have this verse which really speaks of God's tenderness. Verse 11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. And it's a warm and tender love, like that of a parent for a child, and it's the warm and tender love of God for you. And that's why we need to remember I'm a child of God, so that in every circumstance, in every difficulty, in every problem, in every decision we have to make, in every issue, I can remember, hey, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. And we can invite him to come and help. And sometimes you may feel not loved. You may feel not cared for. Those are the times when you need to remember, I am a child of God. Being a child of God begins with becoming a child of God. And actually, not everyone is a child of God. You know, there's a romantic idea that everyone who's created is actually God's child. Well, not according to the Bible. You're not a child of God because God doesn't force you to enter his family. You know, God gives you a choice as to whether you enter his family or not. And becoming a child of God is a choice that we have to make. John 1, verses 12 and 13 says this, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent. So you're not a Christian just because you're born into a Christian family, nor of human decision. I can't say, you can be a Christian, you can be a Christian, you can't. I can't decide who's a Christian. It's not human decision. I can't even totally decide for myself because it's all God's work. I just need to receive. So it's not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. It's work of God that God does, and then we have to receive. To all who receive him, To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And I want to say to anyone who hasn't come to that place, the blessings of being a child of God are just immense. Just immense. And they are not something you want to miss out on. They're not something you want to miss out on. So if you're not sure that you have received it, that you have actually believed in his name and trusted it, and that you've come into his family, if you're not sure that you have, I desperately want to talk to you. I desperately want to talk to you to help you to come to that place. The whole receiving God is Jesus illustrates in the story of the prodigal son. And that's a great story of love between father and child. And as you know, the child rebels against his father and he goes away from the father. And that's the position we're all in. Until, and God says, he came to his senses and he went back to his father in humility and he said, sorry. And his father wrapped his arms of love around him and welcomed, joyfully welcomed him in. And that's a picture of what we have to do to come back to God, to become a child of God. Come to our senses, for goodness sake. Come to our senses. Come to our senses. And turn around, turn your whole life around and become a child of God. Now, the prodigal son has something to say to us who are Christians too. Because as a Christian, you can kind of walk away from the Father, you know, and be a long way away from him. And God wants you to turn back around and go back to him, knowing that he welcomes you with open arms, welcomes you with love, and that tender love. Okay, so where does a child of God live? Well, a child lives in the family home, does he not? Or she not? Right, you live in the family home. And so a child of God lives in God's family home. That is in God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13-14 says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So as a child of God, you are in God's kingdom now and will be forever. Mel's word just before that she shared was all about this, that when you become a child of God, you enter God's family, you're adopted into God's family, and he never chucks you out. You know, you're in that forever. The only way you can come out of there is through your own decision, where you totally walk away from God, and you would, in fact, you wouldn't even think about God, you wouldn't be believing in God, you would have lost all your faith totally, and you'd be walking away. So as long as if you're worried about whether you've turned your back on God completely or not, then you haven't. Okay? Once you're in God's kingdom, you're in forever. Now, does anyone have trouble believing that? Does anyone think that can't be true? I know that you know, I do things wrong, and therefore I'm not sure that I'm going to heaven. Anybody got that problem, that difficulty? I hope you haven't. I hope you know that as a child of God, you're in his family, and even if I do something wrong, he doesn't throw me out. You see, that Mel mentioned adoption, and you'll know that one of my daughters is adopted. And you know, she has actually done something wrong once or twice in her life. Not true. Don't tell her I said that. We've never dreamt or thought about throwing Kylie out of the family, and we never will, ever, no matter what she does. And God's love for you is much, much stronger. So you're in God's. That's where you live. You live in his kingdom, and that's something else to remember. In life, that we live in God's kingdom, and the transition after we die is just that the kingdom becomes a different place. Okay, now As a child of God, you have a family, there's a family likeness, because we're made in God's image, and that image is mostly love. Right? Because the thing we want most in life is love, the thing we want to give most in life is love. But we do have a sinful nature, which causes us a lot of issues, causes us the desire to sin. But the Holy Spirit comes into us once we're Christians and changes us. And Galatians 5, 22, 23 speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And the Holy Spirit enables us to grow in all of these characteristics, in the fruit of the Spirit. So as a child, we're born again, and then we become a child of God, and then we begin to grow. And as we grow, it's the Holy Spirit in us who's helping us to grow. And as a child, I learn to stand on my own two feet. I eat meat and not milk, as we were talking about a few weeks ago. And I understand more what God wants of me, and I want to please Him more. And I desire the more that God's got for me, because as we know, God's got more.
Yes.
So, where are you? Where are you in all of this? Are you growing? Are you standing on your own two feet? Are you desiring to please the Father? Are you seeking after the more of God because God's got more?
Yes.
God's got more for you and for others through you as well. Yeah. And are you seeking after that more of God through prayer and through making right decisions, through choosing to do the things that God wants us to do? That's the way we grow, through prayer and right decisions. Yeah, prayer, because it's the Holy Spirit who enables us. And right decisions, because of course we have to make those right decisions, and then the Holy Spirit can work in us. That is God's plan for you. That is God's plan for you, to continue to grow as a Christian. Now the child becomes a man or woman of God. God says this about Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 5 of Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And it's true about you and I too. Before God formed us in the womb, He knew us. Before you were born, I set you apart. And so He chose Jeremiah, set him apart. Appointed you as a prophet to the nations. John 17, 18 says this. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And as we grow as Christians, and as we coming, you know, growing in maturity as Christians, we know that God has got purpose for us, and we know that we're sent by God. And just as Jesus was sent, and all the prophets and all the people of God and all the people God used in the Bible were sent to do stuff. And you and I, as a child of God, we're sent to do stuff for God. I remember sitting on my bed and opening a letter, and this letter said that I'd been accepted to train to become a bricklayer, to train as an ordnance man. And I remember being totally overwhelmed, because it was like confirmation that I was heading on the right track. And it was just such an immense feeling of pleasure, excitement. Goodness me, I can't believe it's true. You know, this sense of knowing that God had sent me and that this was the way I was supposed to go. That's for all of us. This knowing that God has chosen us and He's got a plan for us, and He's given us specific, unique gifts to use. And of course, We're not all called to go into this full-time in the sense of being a full-time clergy person, but we are called to be in it full-time with whatever job you're doing, right? With whatever function you're performing, whatever your life is. John 20:21 says, Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." So as a child of God, you are sent. And then, if this is where it comes towards the end, child of God, joint heir with Jesus, because we are, as a child, you know, my daughters are going to inherit all of my wealth. All of it, including my Crystal Palace shirts. Everything. And listen, you and I inherit God, what God's got. If we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. So we are heirs of God. And we have to share in the sufferings, in that we do the stuff that God wants us to do. We put up with whatever we have to put up with. Yeah? And then, but we're heirs of his glory too. Heirs of his glory. Did you know there's someone who doesn't want you to believe you're a child of God? And he keeps telling you that negative stuff. Like, when you want to do something for God, he says, "Who do you think you are?" What else does he say? A few answers. What else does this person call Satan?
You're not good enough.
You're not good enough?
You're not worthy.
Yeah? What else?
You can't say the right thing.
You can't say the right thing.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. What kinds of things does he challenge? We spoke up to now, the worthiness, etc. What else do you challenge? Sorry? Unity, yeah. Faith? Yeah, exactly right. Faith. Doubts. You know, he throws doubts at you. That's right center, does he not? There's a verse in a song, it says, "When Satan tempts me to despair," and he says things like that, "Who do you think you are?" etc., etc. And he puts us down, and he does it regularly, does he not? Yeah, all the time. What do we say? I am a child of God. Exactly right. I am a child of God. Who are you?
I'm a child of God.
Who are you?
I'm a child of God.
Who are you?
I'm a child of God.
As a child of God, there is so many blessings surrounding us. So now, a quick recap on who I am in Christ. Alright, if you're really excited about these things, you can give a shout or whatever. So, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
We're a new creation.
Yeah.
We're filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of God.
Yeah.
I am set free.
Yeah.
And listen, if there's any area in your life that you're not set free, you must talk to somebody about it. I said before, maturity in Christ, one of the signs is asking for prayer. If there's anything, any area of your life you feel you're not set free, come and talk, and I can help you to get you free, and Ali can as well, and yeah. I'm a disciple.
Yes.
I'm a disciple.
Yes.
Growing disciple, yeah. I am fulfilling God's purpose.
Yes.
I am holy, growing more like Jesus every day.
Yes.
And I am a child of God.
Yay.
Incredible, eh? Incredible. Right, let's me pray. As I come to pray, if anything is missing from your experience as a child of God, do come and talk about it, and let's pray for you so that you will know you are a child of God. And if you're not sure that you are a child of God, do come. You come and talk to me, and I'll help you to know. If you're not sure in your inner being that I am a child of God, forgiven forever, in God's kingdom forever, growing as a disciple, a man or woman of God, fulfilling God's purpose, making a difference because His Holy Spirit lives in me, then do come and ask for prayer, either for me or Ali or from a mature Christian or one of the prayer ministry team. Lord God, thank you so much that we are your children. Thank you that we are your children as we receive you and believe in you. Lord God, thank you for the many incredible blessings that there are as we are your children. Lord God, pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, each one of us may enjoy and thrive, knowing that we are children of God, that we will thrive because we are your children, because you are our Father. Lord God, help us always to remember, I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Part of knowing that word.